It's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 3rd of September 2016. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, and it's brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Oniroa. I'm Chris Walker, and on the 3rd of September I spoke with Carola Callum from Waiheke Adult Learning about a new course they're offering which focuses on both conservation and employment. I was joined by the opinionated Islanders Alan Knight and Alex Stone looking at the local board elections, and I spoke to Alicia McPhail from the Waiheke Dirt Track Club. Te Hurihanga Turning Points is a new course being offered by Waiheke Adult Learning. It's a kind of a new direction for them and the kind of courses they're operating, and Carola Callum is here to talk to us about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How's your morning going?
Really good.
So tell us a little bit about this course and how it kind of differs from, you know, from some of the other things that Waiheke Learning is operating.
Okay, well, this course is all about teaching young people practical conservation skills, weeding and planting and pest control, laying bait lines and the like. And it's very different because we actually are hoping to find people jobs at the end of it. So we're working hard with all the trusts and all the people who are currently receiving funding for these sorts of conservation activities on the island. So it's an amazing opportunity for people who love the outdoors and who are looking perhaps for a career in conservation to actually come and join us and learn all the basic skills that you need to go forward for a career and find employment in that sort of field.
What's been the motivation behind putting the course together? Was it the conservation or the employment angle?
I think it's both. I think it's joining those dots. There seems to be an increasing move on the island to protect our beautiful environment by doing a lot of the work ourselves and by using the skills that we have on island in weeding and planting and all the work that's been going down at Rangihaua, at Matiatia and other places. And we really need young people trained to do the work. But it's not just a question of muscle power, if you like. We really need people who understand what they're doing, who are motivated, who can collect the data, and who can lead teams of volunteers and be paid to do it. So it's not just muscle, it's understanding and really trying to, you know, develop and make a career of doing this.
I mean, as you say, there are a number of organisations and trusts who are doing this mm-hmm. work at the moment. I mean, are there employment opportunities there? I mean, a lot of the stuff tends to be done voluntarily.
Yes. We're working in close collaboration with the relevant trusts and indeed other people. There is a lot of volunteer work, but there's also paid work for either contractors doing more specialist work or in leading volunteer groups. And as on island we get more and more responsibility for doing our own thing in this area as opposed to having people coming over from the mainland to do it for us, we need more and more trained people to help out, basically.
So for someone who enrolls on the course, what kind of things will they be doing?
They'll be doing a lot of practical work. They'll be learning how to weed, why weed, what plants we're looking for, what the dangers are. We'll be looking at planting, at collecting seed, we'll be visiting the nurseries. We'll be also laying bait lines and understanding how to monitor presence of rats and other predators. And most importantly, we'll be having heaps of fun. We're going to be going on overnight trips to Motuhee and learn how conservation is happening over there. We're going to be doing an overnight trip down in Whakanifa and also out to the Ika village.
And so and is this all in one block, or does it take period over a period of time? How does it all work?
It's all on one block. We start at the end of September and it's going to be Thursday and Friday, 10 till 2 o'clock. So it's like two full half days each week, and we'll go through till the beginning of December. So it's quite intensive, but incorporated in that, we're going to be doing level 2 first aid certificates, we're going to do safety using power tools, and also a grow safe certificate. So people will have the documents that employers want to see in this area.
Is there a particular demographic that you are wanting to attract into the course?
Yes, it's really aimed at people aged 18 to 30 who maybe didn't do so well at school, have got few school qualifications, but love the outdoors and want to get stuck into this sort of career.
Great. So how can people get involved or find out more?
Contact Adult Learning. So pop into the Adult Learning Centre opposite the library or call them and take it from there. I hope to see you.
Yeah, so it sounds like an exciting course. There's probably a number of people who would be interested in that content who don't meet that criteria. What about them?
It's worth trying, but they'll be back of the queue, sorry. Yeah. But keep talking to us.
Great stuff. So that gets underway end of September?
Yes, we start on the 29th of September. But please contact us as soon as possible because we anticipate that there's going to be quite a lot of interest.
Yes, it sounds like a fascinating kind of thing I wouldn't mind doing as well. Maybe jack him a job and do that, do that instead.
Oh, are you just jealous of all the fun we're going to have on the course?
Well, yeah, I mean, it does sounds quite nice. Get out in the outdoors and planting and
sail across to Motuhi.
Yeah. That sounds ideal. Oh, well, thanks very much for coming in, Carola.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Waiheke Adult Learning offering that course, and do get in touch with them because I think you're right, there'll be a lot of competition for those places.
Okay, thanks, Chris.
Great, thanks very much.
Waiheke Radio.
Fade out the smooth operator, Sade, because it is the first Saturday of the month, so we are talking to our opinionated Islanders, Alan Knight and Alex Stone, who I think
smooth operators both.
Yes, you're there, Alex.
Operators hardly get any
smoother. Yeah, I'm here.
Alex is there. On
where are you this time, Alex?
I'm up in Whangarei, still working on the boat.
So our one topic this month, local board elections are underway. The
yes.
candidates are there, and we said we would talk about who was standing. So 12 people standing. So we're down from what we had 17 first time, 12 last time. So we're kind of
It seems to have sort of settled into roughly that. You've got you got your sort of pro-community side, you've got your hard right side, and then you've got a couple of loose units flapping in the breeze.
What was your take on the spread of candidates, Alex?
Yeah, what's interesting is I've noticed other councils haven't... There are a couple in Auckland that don't even have the full complement, and they've been advertising for people to stand up and be, you know...
To get blamed for everything once they've elected.
But, it's good that Waiheke, we've always got too many.
Yeah, I mean, it does mean that the result could be almost anything, doesn't it?
That's right, yeah. I mean, last time the result was such a surprise, I think, with a kind of sweep.
Why did you find it in any way surprising that previous board were a disaster?
They were, but even so, you know, there's always a measure of stupidity in democracy, and I would have thought even though they were a disaster, some of them might have been returned.
But then, you know, if you look at the way in which that block of hard right candidates sort of fluked into that position in 2010 with something like no more than 30% community support.
Yeah.
They were dreaming if they thought that they could improve on that. I mean, I know that was probably what they thought. It's like, oh, give us a chance and you'll see that we're fantastic. And, of course, they weren't. And 30% was definitely not enough support. And out they went.
I don't
see why you're surprised at the last election.
No, I'm just... I'm trying not to be surprised at the workings of democracy. You know, that's all.
Yes.
So, I mean, as the first local board faced, you know, an amount of criticism, so has this, but around different issues. I mean, do you believe that we might see a sweep back and current board kind of?
I think it incredibly unlikely.
No, I don't think we'll see a sweep back, but I don't think the Paul Walden crew will come back in totality. I think someone like Bob Upchurch has got a lot of community recognition, and we all know him as a good guy from his years as a school teacher.
Right, but has he got the sense to keep some of the other so-called independent candidates at arm's length?
Well, I think that's the big thing. If these people call themselves independents, they must be independents. that become lapdogs to Joe Holmes.
This is what I find incredibly amusing, that they are trying to keep up this fiction that there is this group of independent, like-minded candidates who've just sort of emerged out of nowhere, and Joe Holmes is sort of on her ghastly blog is trying to look all surprised. It's like, oh, how delightful that these independent candidates, none of whom I have ever sat down or even met in any way before, have all decided to run for the board as well. It's so transparently dishonest.
Yeah, well, I think it would do them a great disservice to ally themselves with her. I saw Jim Hannon the other day, and he was saying he was standing as an independent, and I stopped him right there and I said, Jim, you have to be independent.
Yeah, I mean, the spectacle of, I mean, even by the standards of an island where we do a lot of great recycling work, I think attempting to recycle Jim Hannon's political career is a step too far. There's some things really need to just go in the bin and be forgotten about. It's,
same with Joe Holmes. I think there's an exclusive club, you know, the one-time wonders on the Waiheke local board. It really is an exclusive club when you think of the likes of Noble Angelo and Aldo Herb and so on. So I think I'd love to keep Joe Holmes in that exclusive club.
Yes, but it is rather like watching, watching them sort of all trying to pretend that it's an independent thing and that they haven't all met together and decided on a strategy. And particularly with, you know, them trying to recycle Jim Hannon, it looks like one of those sort of terrible, rattled old 70s rock bands going, oh, we're putting the band back together, man, and it's going to be great. It's, no, it won't be. It's just going to be embarrassing.
So for both of you, when you look at the 12 candidates and you have to whittle that down to five, is your approach going to be, these are the five people I think can do the job, or is your approach going to be, I'm going to vote to keep these people out of office?
I think it's very sad that there will have to be a degree of tactical voting, because if you don't want hard right candidates back in, then there will have to be a certain amount of tactical voting to keep them out.
What about you, Alex? Are you going to be voting positively or negatively?
Positively. I think I'll vote for the guys I think will do the job the best, you know. And I think there'd be maybe, as I say, I think Bob Upchurch stands a good chance, and I think he might be able to work with the rest of them.
So obviously, with Bob Upchurch, one of the issues will be, that he's the president of the golf club.
Yeah.
So, you know, you probably won't see eye to eye with Paul Walden.
But that's okay too. That's democracy. And I think if he and Paul are working together trying to fix the golf club issues, then that'll be a good thing rather than a sort of gladiatorial starship arm's length. You know, let's just, if they're there together, I think they could make it work, you know. I think Bob could be reasonable.
Yes, as long as I say, he can distance himself from the Slytherin common room element.
Oh, absolutely. He's got to. He has to be. I think anybody who allies himself with the likes of Joe will be...
One of the most extraordinary blunders was watching the rather confused-sounding Kath Handley, who, obviously part of that group... But trying to maintain the fiction of independence, but promptly goes on the ghastly Facebook page and immediately drops this huge clangor, obviously aligning herself with Joe Holmes.
Oh no, that's a disaster!
Didn't you see that? Oh, it was hilarious.
I didn't see that, but you know that has got to show zero political nous.
None whatsoever. And her two blog posts so far, you read them and you just find yourself thinking, what did any of that mean? It's just this word salad. And of course, it's all garnished over with this hostility to the current board. And these are people who are saying if elected, they'll work together. And then they show no signs of wanting to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm over this kind of hostility business. So, you know, anybody who wants to try run on the platform of assassinating the current board, I would like to believe they have no chance.
Yeah. And, of course, another thing which is, one of the sort of the frequent targets of that hard right element is the Waiheke Waste Resource Trust. Now... you know, obviously the current board have maintained a very dignified silence in the face of often libelous attacks on them.
Yeah, I think they've been good.
But I think a point must be reached where they do clear the air over the resource trust and tackle the accusations of cronyism.
Yeah.
Because it is a bit hypocritical if, on one hand, you say, well, if elected, I'm going to dole out money to this group, because I know and trust them to deliver a result. And it's, yeah. Well, how is that not cronyism? Oh, well, it's me doing it.
That's right.
And if that's the best they can come up with, that's pretty poor.
It's the believe me approach, which we're seeing so well in Trump's campaign. It keeps on saying, believe me.
Oh, yes, if I say it, it must be true. You know, I woke up at 3:30 in the morning and tweeted something randomly, therefore it must be treated as absolute fact.
So,
like the extraordinary statement locally that the new candidate on the Waiheke Vision team, Tracy Weston, is a solo mum, which of course she isn't. But it must be true. It was on Joe Holmes' blog. So Joe Holmes wouldn't make stuff up, surely.
If you look back over the last 3 years, what rating would you give to the current board out of 5?
I think they've been pretty good. I've approach. And I was very impressed with, as Alan says, the dignity with which they dealt with the previous board's attacks.
Yes, you know, particularly when you consider that the previous board, if questioned, responded with incredible rudeness and quite aggressive arrogance. How dare you question us? You have no idea what's going on. Or the appalling Faye Stora line, what you have to understand. With that kind of sigh, it's like, oh, I'm so much more smart than you, and I've got a degree in government, and blah, 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 blah. You know, they were incredibly undignified in the way that they responded to genuine concerns from the electorate, whereas the current board
has been the opposite. Every speech I've ever heard Paul make, he acknowledges the work of Faye and, you know,
I have one or two concerns that maybe Sharon Brown is a little maybe house-trained by the council. She's a little too pro-council. And we all know how disastrous it can be if you are perceived as being their voice over here rather than the other way around. I think Sharon is doing excellent work, but I think she needs to be maybe perceived as less pro-council. Given that this 6-year-old experiment in restructuring Auckland City Council has been a complete disaster, and I think further down the track, those community boards that have kept a careful distance between themselves and the appalling stuff that's going on at Auckland City Council are the ones who are going to be seen as being quite visionary.
Yeah. The other thing I think we should consider is if we look a bit wider, you know, have you seen old Bill Ralston's ads in the Golf News?
I haven't.
He's a big colour page ad, Bill Ralston, he's going to care about Waiheke.
Well, when was he last here, I wonder?
Well, he has a high profile, doesn't he? And, I mean, do you think that Mike Lee will...
Do you really think he does have a high profile anymore? He used to be on telly, but that was 20 years ago. Apart from his column in The Listener, where's the high profile?
I find his column terribly dreary.
Do you think that Mike Lee will remain?
I hope so, because he's a good old fighter, you know. Like, and he, I think, you know, his line about the stupidity of not going with rail to the airport. I mean, that does strike a chord of common sense. It just has to be done, you know. Like, and if he has to keep fighting, he has to keep fighting on that front, you know. I hope he gets back.
I'd hope he's good for at least another term.
Yeah, well, he'd be certainly a hell of a lot better than Bill Ralston, who's a right wing patsy. You know, he's the one responsible for media training for John Key. If you put that on your CV,
yes, that doesn't exactly look good, does it?
So, either of you willing to make predictions about outcomes when we're looking at the local board?
My prediction is 4 of Paul's team and 1 other.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably about right there.
I'd say four of Paul's teams and Bob Upchurch. That's why I predicted.
I think that's at this stage of the game. I'd say I would agree with you on that. It's interesting to note that the independent party haven't started putting any billboards up. There's really very little sign of them doing anything yet.
Yeah, and I just hope like hell the independent party can come up with intelligent debate that's not just attack.
Well, yeah, don't hold your breath, because what we've seen so far, it's just this immediately launching into the current board and attacking them, which is not very positive.
That's very disappointing. A bit childish, isn't it?
Mm. Well, it's going to be an interesting 3 weeks. Candidate interviews are underway. Started those today, and then of course we're looking at the candidates meeting in 2 weeks' time. So
that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be?
I don't know. I haven't organised it yet. It's 2 weeks away.
Well, there'll be a kind of nice symmetry if imagine the worst, Joe Holmes is returned and Donald Trump wins the US at about the same time. You know, there's your one scenario. that's your horror story scenario.
That would be pretty nasty.
All right, Alex, we'll let you get back to your boat.
I will, and good luck.
All right.
Yeah, and I've got to get back to making ginger beer.
Excellent. The opinionated Islanders, Alan Knight and Alex Stone, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. See you next month.
You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
So around the 5th of November, I like to bundle up the kids, get the blanket out and head down to the dirt track for the awesome fireworks display, which is on down there. And many Waiheke locals join me and the children down there. And this year, the Waiheke Dirt Track Club, is that the right name of the club, Alicia?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so Alicia McPhail is one of the committee members of the club. And they've put out a call for support to put on the fireworks display. So how's the appeal going, Alicia?
Really good. We've had a number of businesses and other clubs support us this year. We've had $3,000 pledged from Hooper's Tyres, $1,000 from Waiheke Fuels, $1,000 from Waiheke Septics. We've also had the Waiheke Police come on board and offer a $1,000 donation to the event. And also the Barnes Super Liquor has donated $500, and the Waiheke Waka Armour Club have kindly volunteered 5 or 6 of their members to come and do parking and security on the night.
It's an awesome display. I imagine it costs a lot to put it on.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The reason for the club is to race. So what's been the motivation for the fireworks display?
Just bringing the community together with our club, I think. You know, we've been doing it for roughly 20 years now. It's good PR for the club. Everyone enjoys it, and we really enjoy doing it for the community.
Well, who doesn't love blowing stuff up?
Well, that's right.
So, but this year, the club's got other focuses for your finances.
Yes, we do. We're having to redo our silt ponds this year, which is a lot of time and effort for our club, which is sort of one of our focuses this year to continue doing what we do. Hence, why we're asking the community to support us this year so that we can bring the fireworks to the community.
And it's a special year for the club this year.
Yes, it is. It's our 30th year birthday this year, so we've been running for 30 years now. This year is going to have a lot of celebrations, and it will be awesome to be able to celebrate with the community on Guy Fawkes.
So how many more people, or how much more money do you need to pull in?
We need about $9,000 to break even, basically, so the club doesn't have to put any money in. So far, I think we have about $6,500. We're getting really, really close.
Yeah, and you must have to make a commitment quite early on, book in and to get the stuff, I suppose.
Yes, we do. We've just had a confirmation from our pyro guy that we use. Our dates are set for the 11th of November with the rain date of the 12th of November.
Great. So you need that cash in pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and many people around the island really do appreciate that, and I think it's one of the great things about the display is you're kind of so up close to it. You're right there when you're in the centre of the track there, and kind of it's great lying back and watching them all go up overhead. So people will be keen to support it. So what can they do? How can they help out?
We have a Facebook pay or comment on the community page, which has our bank account details. So if you want to donate to the bank account, you can, with a reference of the fireworks so that we know where the money's come from and whatnot. Or you can personally contact me on Facebook and we can arrange other ways if you can't internet bank it.
Yeah, well, it's fantastic that those businesses and organisations have come to the party so significantly.
It has. It's been a massive help. And, you know, even the Waiheke Waka Arma Boys doing what they do, you know, that's seven of our members that we can put in other avenues on the night to help out as well. Rob Marshall, who is our ex-president, he is the one that normally runs this, but he's on holiday at the moment, so I'm sort of just taking over until he gets back. But he'll be organising the stalls and the events that happen on the night.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. So,
yeah.
So, look, do get in touch with Alicia and support that if you can, because it's one of the highlights of the of the social calendar for Waiheke for the year. Yeah. And race gets underway in October.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. So, you have a pretty regular program that you're operating on the track.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So
we generally race fortnightly, give or take, because we allow for like garden safari. We don't race that weekend and little things like that. We've got visiting clubs this year, so we're going to hopefully try and do something bigger, being that it's our 30th year anniversary as well. So yeah, it should be a really good season for us.
Fantastic. You'll be looking forward to getting behind the wheel.
Yeah, can't wait.
Excellent. And your new car, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
yeah, fantastic. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Alicia.
No worries.
So yeah, check it out. That's on the Waiheke Community Notice Board page on Facebook.
Yes.
Yep. And if people want to track down the dirt track in other ways to make contact with you, what's the best way to do that?
We have an email address, waihekedirttrackclub@gmail.com, or we also have a Facebook page ourselves under the Waiheke Dirt Track Club, or just simply PM me and I can put you in the right direction.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for coming in.
No worries.
You've been listening to the interviews from Island Life, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onirua.